Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Live.
Hey, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast episode. I'm not even gonna try.
156.
It's your host with the most. I keep looking at that, but I need to look at
this.
Yeah, that's it's your host with the most, Chris Minor, aka Dino Spumoni, extra cheese and pepperoni. You heard, aka Talk to me nice. AKA nice. Young Chris Kringle. You heard, aka I'm sipping wine and feeling fine. Oh, what's good, Don?
Yo, you know, it's me, Diet Dalton.
Diet Dalton.
I'm on a diet.
I like the double alliteration there.
Yeah, I've lost 10 pounds. That's all you need to
know. Hey, that deserves... God damn it. I can see it in your face.
Yeah.
And we're waiting so patiently until the 28th. We got 10 more days.
Yeah.
Until Dalton's big announcement.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
It's so weird that I know it and I can't say anything.
it's tough for me.
Don got us on an NDA. Is that what it is? NDA, yeah, man. No, we can't talk about shit.
Really, Shelby has you on NDA.
Yeah. Feel like we got to get it. It's just like, y'all getting married again?
No, we're getting divorced.
Right. Yeah. That's what it is.
She going to hate this episode already.
Nah, man. Shelby knows it's all fun and games, man. We didn't really get a chance. I know last weekend we did the podcast on Sunday.
Yeah, weird day.
Scheduling. But the reason why we did it on Sunday is because my grandmother, my aunt, my uncle, and their spouses, which are my aunt and uncle at this point. I don't see them as anything other than that. But they came down. My aunt and her husband's birthday was last week on the 12th and 13th, I believe.
Boy.
A day apart.
So many birthdays.
So they came to celebrate their birthday. Also, my aunt is quitting her job. So shout out to Auntie Toot. She, you know, and Dalton and Shelby and Katie. Miles came in from California, surprised us all.
Yeah.
Surprised us all. One thing about Miles, bro, I really appreciate. He make his rounds, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, just so happens that all his friends are, like, friends. So, like, we can all meet in one location. So, that's never too hard. But, like, I haven't been outside in a minute. Miles, obviously, would be the person to pull me outside because he on the fuck shit, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we went to the studio, met Jason's Lyric. Dope rapper, met October 1st, I believe his name was. Apparently he's the richest guy in the room. Apparently that's what they said. So I'm going to take that as truth. Who else did I meet? Darkside.
Yeah.
Producer. All from the city, obviously. So shout out to them. And Donnie was there. Shout out to Donnie. We were talking about Kanye and Drake and Baby Keem and music for hours. Miles got up there on his soapbox, you know what I'm saying, going crazy.
Yeah.
Miles, it's always such a joy to see Miles in his element, which is talking shit, because I think I'm a good shit talker, but Miles make you believe.
Yeah, because he does hand motions.
Yeah, he do everything. Yeah. No, nigga, it's this when it's that. Yeah.
But also, when you're getting him passionate or whatever,
yeah,
he has all the facts as well.
Yes,
like,
yes,
so
yes.
If you want to rebuttal against him, you got to have, like, your shit together. Or else he gonna dismantle your argument. So you telling me
he can
beat this, and this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool, too. Yeah. Before we went to the studio, when we were all at the crib, I had played this song. Shit, I forgot. It's by Shada Baby, not Sa Baby. Or I don't know. but it's Purple Umbrella or some shit like that. I don't know. Barnacles. It's called Barnacles.
Yeah.
So I was just sitting there, Dalton, Shelby, Katie, Miles. I was like, man, I think Jonathan wasn't there yet.
He wasn't there yet, yeah.
I was like, man, this sample crazy in there. It just feels tranquil and shit. And he was like, wait, that's crazy? I was like, I just like the melody, man. Yeah, it's nice.
He's like, it's cool, but it's crazy to you?
Yeah, he's like, it's crazy. He's like, nah, man, I need your definition of what crazy is. Like, what are like your top five? So me, Dalton, and Miles, we just start going down the list, right? And I'm looking at Shelby and Katie's face. They're just sitting there like happy because they know we're in our element. But at the same time, I could see Shelby was like, what are they talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's not in that. Yeah.
So she asked us questions and it was like so refreshing because the question that she asked was, why is it so amazing what Q-Tip did or anybody from that era, right?
So we were, Miles' question was, okay, if we're doing this, what are the best beats of all time?
Yeah.
And he was like, from any era. And naturally, we all went back.
Right, yeah.
Because of how they used to have to sample back then. Yeah. So that's what my wife was asking. Yeah.
So I started breaking that shit down. And I was like, bro, this is fucking science, bro. Like, yeah. It was the one time I felt like, not one time, but it's one of those rare times when niggas is in their element and we get to like, break that shit down. It's like reading the credits on the album. Like, is that shit no longer exists? You know what I'm saying? Because albums no longer exist.
I can pull one out for you. We can do
well,
it. Well,
right? I'm in the capacity of like, we're not finna see who produced on Drake's Certified Lover Boy because the credits aren't anywhere but title. So those type of explanations and people talking about, well, he used the, I want to use like the proper, what's the proper MPC name, because I don't know, like a TSR 85 or whatever. He had to use the floppy disk and he had to do this, he had to sample the record, like breaking down that science, bro. Can't do that shit no more, because now we'd be like, oh yeah, I just pull up FL and get some dolls and some dolls and some sample packs, and yeah man, all the drums are already chopped up for you, no creativity there. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's refreshing. I had to nerd out for a minute. I missed those conversations. And only Miles, me and Dalton can really sit and smoke a cigar or a fucking pipe with our robes on and be like, oh yes, the old days. Yeah. But cause we're old. But yeah, we had a great time. Went to the studio, met those guys, talked music again, love it. But then Dalton was like, I mean, not Dalton, I'm sorry. Dalton and Shelby left because Shelby really wanted some fucking cabbage.
Yes.
That her mother made. So shout out to Mama Shelby.
Rachel.
Shout out to Mama Rachel. So they went to go get cabbage. I think Katie went home to go do her mom thing. Jonathan was just in the Ecos. I think he was talking to my uncle and Alex. I don't know what they were talking about. But Miles had ordered the Uber. So we dipped from Arlington to Dallas. That was not a cheap Uber. By the way, shout out to Miles again. I know this is going to sound like a dick-sucking marathon or whatever. Pause. But, no, Miles had it down, man. He bought me a bottle of Don Julio, and he bought this bottle of Bel Air. It was blue. He was like, bro, I just want it because it looked cool. Yeah. I was like, nigga, you got money to blow.
It's Miles, man.
Yeah, we got to buy shit because it looked cool. Like, this is a necessity, nigga.
Yeah.
And, not really. No, I'm saying, like, we only spend the money, it really isn't, because, you know, to go tattoo your face or whatever. But we drinking this. We put the champagne. It was in the refrigerator for, like, hours. I finally pulled it out. My mom came outside at this point. So I was like, Mom, you want to try? It's blue. The champagne, though. So she's drinking. Miles like, how you like it? She was like, it's good. So, you know, Miles poured him up another cup. He's like, you want the rest of this? I was like, nah, man, I'll give it to Miles, man. She gonna enjoy that right there. She enjoyed the bottle or whatever. So she was like, Chris, how much this cost? I looked at Miles. I was like, Mom, that bottle costs $100. That $100? I was like, I didn't buy it, because if she knew I bought that bottle, I probably would have got put out the house.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Miles is staying in Dallas.
His usual spot, yeah, in Statler.
The Statler. Yeah. Very nice hotel. Very nice. Got cars out front and shit, like the old time shit. And Devin Ridge met up with us at the studio. So we went to the Statler because they got this like rooftop bar lounge type vibe. And it was a nice mixture of people, right? So I seen two women, you know what I'm saying? Chocolate creatures right there, you know what I'm saying? Looking real voluptuous.
Wow.
They were trying to get a picture off, right? Because the skyline was in the back, but they couldn't get lined up closely. Like, they couldn't get lined up the way they wanted to because these two guys were, like, in the middle. It was them right here, the guys in the middle, then the shot that they wanted. So I seen them struggling. Now, I usually don't go out of my way to speak to women because I'm self-conscious or whatever. No pun intended. But I was like, you know what? Let me do something nice for somebody. Because I seen them struggling.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, y'all should move up together. I already knew what they was doing, but I wanted to, you know, do it the right way. So I was like, hey, y'all should, like, try to move closer to get the shot that y'all are looking for. She was like, yeah, but these guys are in the way. So I rolled up my sleeves. I said, I'll take care of that for you. I wasn't even wearing sleeves.
Yeah, he just fake sleeves.
Yeah, rolled up my fake sleeves. So I went over there, and I was just like, hey, y'all, my friends over there, they wanna get this picture. And they were like, oh, no. They were joking. It was two white guys, like, middle-aged white guys. They were like, oh, we'll get a picture we'll move if we get in a picture. And ha, ha, ha. I was like, ha, ha, I don't think they want y'all in their picture. So we just start talking because they asked if I was from here or Dallas. I was like, well, technically, I'm from Arlington. It's, like, right up the road. He's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm in from Chicago on business and da-da-da-da-da. I was like, oh, that's what's up. I heard y'all pizza is pretty good. That's all I know about Chicago. And then they start talking about, like the violence in Chicago and how it's not a race thing. It's an economic thing. And I was like, oh, y'all are woke. I don't know this. I'm just assuming they were gay. Okay, I'm just assuming. Because they asked me if I was gay. And I was like, no, I'm not gay. Why do you want to know? Super fucking curious. I was like, bro, I have to stop dressing nice wherever I go. It's just weird. Anyways, and plus the whole body, because Miles called me random the other day. It was just laughing. He just started laughing. He didn't say hi. He didn't crack a joke, nothing. He was like, it's just funny. That shorty thought you was bisexual. I don't know why this shit keep coming up.
Yeah, Miles got a real kick about that one.
No,
yeah.
Miles was like crying, bro. Like crying, laughing. Because I'm on FaceTime telling him this. So I'll see his expression. And then he was like, hey, say that shit again.
Yeah.
He would have got his girl and shit. Like, he was like, hey, she thought she was wet. So I ain't care. I ain't got no shame. Anyways, I said all that to say, that's why we didn't do the podcast Saturday, which is why I said I wasn't going to say this, but fuck it. I had the same outfit on from Saturday to Sunday. I ain't got no shame. I fell asleep on Ridge couch, drunk. We went to Jack in the Box. The cat was fucking with me. I was like, look, man, I'm finna just go to sleep, man. I was supposed to get a lift back home, but
Ooh.
I was like, fuck that shit. I'm going to sleep. And then Dawn came scooped and we did the podcast with Celebrity Tuesday, which is out now. Great episode. I went back and listened to it twice, actually.
Yeah, Ryan really liked it too.
You didn't really say too much in the episode. I guess because that was my beef.
That episode wasn't about me.
It was about us, nigga. You and see, that's what I'm talking. You'd be hanging me out there to dry every time.
I put you out there to dry. That is a funny statement.
The pot is that the pot calling?
After I get randomly cooked for cooking for no reason.
I didn't know he was a chef, Dalton. I guess you can't just ask anybody to fight either because niggas is boxers now too. So shit, I didn't know. You know, that was wild. I'm sorry.
The audacity.
I'm sorry, bro. That was a mistake. Now I can't even look at food the same, man. This nigga just sent me a plate of, what was it? Empanadas?
It was some flautas.
Flautas to my Twitter. Like, I do it. I do it all, bro. And so, as you know, people listen to the podcast, so Shorty texted me and was like, I pass by that restaurant every day. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, that's what's up. She's like, actually, I pass by two of the restaurants every day. One's closer to me, one's a little bit further, but I see them every day. I'm going to go in there. So, you know, when somebody, she tell when the podcast come out, Monday?
Yeah.
So, she might have told me that Monday, Tuesday. So I get on Twitter and Celebrity and Tuesday and I, we're going back and forth or whatever. And I was like, hey, man, y'all hurting the brand because one of my lady friends is talking about going up to the spot. Like, y'all taking my thunder a little bit. So I'm drunk at this point. But as a LOL, I send her the screenshot of our text because there are or of our threads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Celebrity Tuesday was like, oh, let me know when she come. I'll be there and I'll whip the food up for her and all that. I was like, haha, chill out, nigga. Come to find out, she already went. She took pictures. Oh. She sent me the pictures. I'm like, damn, you fucked that dish up, like, all the way. Like, scraped the bottom of the fucking...
So she fucked with it, apparently.
She fucked with it. So I was like, I sent them that. I was like, bro, like, she... apparently, she already went. Like, I'm flabbergasted. Like, she told me she was going to go, but she didn't tell me that she actually that she went.
Yeah, yeah.
So... Celebrity was like, what's the verdict on the food? I need to know how if they holding it down up there. She gave it like a 10 out of 10, would recommend and all that. She said she had enough cheese left over for like 3 more shells. I didn't know what that meant. I assumed the shells were big enough. I don't
know. Yeah, it's the big shells, yeah.
I've never seen those. So, yeah, that was fun. Cross-branding moment for the podcast. You know what I'm saying? We needed that. Yeah. But, yeah. How was your week? That was just one day, by the way. So,
wow.
Well, at least 20. Yeah, that all happened like 24 hours, man. Time last weekend. How was your week, though?
Pretty normal. Nothing
out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary.
Except you and Riz are going to play tennis on my off day.
That's not. We do that every week.
But y'all can call me on my off day. You work. So by the time you go, I'll just be like, all right, Chris, I'm coming get you. Then okay. We'll go.
So.
Because when you don't, I make. Bad decisions.
Let's just break this down. So I get off work. I would pick you up. I would go to my house. We'd meet Ridge. We go play for an hour. He goes home. Then I got to take you all the way back home. And I got to come back home. No.
I mean.
We can play on the days we do podcasts. Because that makes more sense.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like you're double back. You're not doubling back. Like it would be like a podcast day.
No, it wouldn't, Chris.
I mean, yes, you're playing tennis for what, an hour, 2 hours?
We play for 1 hour.
Oh. Well, okay. Well, scratch the idea. I just like an invite. I don't have to go. Just be like, hey, Chris, we're going to play tennis on the day
you're
off.
I told you, we could play on Saturdays when we do the podcast.
Because ever since I read that book, Open, man, I feel like I could do that shit.
Okay.
Now I'm reading this Miles Davis joint. And oh, I feel like I can get out, man. That don't sound too much different from what I already do.
No, that time period was nuts.
No, that shit, it's going crazy.
That time period was
I don't
nuts.
Know if he's toning. I don't know, because it's an autobiography, right? I told Dalton, the guy who's reading the book, because I'm on Audible. Shout Audible, give us a deal. Audible, holla, you know?
I'll reach out.
Oh, yeah, please. See, I'm using this shit every day. Like, I already got badges and shit.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? Show me some love. So, the guy who's reading the book sounds like Chadwick Boseman doing his James Brown.
Okay.
Older James Brown impersonation. But he's supposed to be
Miles Davis.
Miles Davis.
Because so, Miles Davis has a very raspy voice.
Low voice,
like,
I guess.
He's like, hey, man. That's what he's supposed
to say. He was talking about he had something like it was a non-cancerous thing on his throat.
Yep.
He wasn't even supposed to speak, but he ended up yelling at this guy, and that fucked his voice up forever or whatever.
Yep.
But no, I'm very involved with this book. Like his heroin, all the women that he's been fucking with, how Coltrane got hooked on shit. He kicked him out of his band. But at the time when Coltrane was in his band, they was like the hottest shit. They was fresh grease.
Bro, they made Kind of Blue, bro. That's
I mean, I'm not. I gotta listen to. I am intrigued, but I want to finish the book before I go, because I know he's gonna talk about the album that he made is his most critically acclaimed. I don't think it came yet, or has it? Was it like one of the joints he did with Coltrane?
Coltrane. That's what got him like
popping. But was there anything after? Because he's still relatively young at this point.
Bro, Miles Davis has so many albums.
Yeah,
it's I'm like.
When did he die?
He died in 1991.
Okay, it had to been recent in my.
Yeah, he died in 91. Yeah,
because I was waiting for him to say something that happened after 1956 because my dad was born that year.
Yeah,
and now he did a lot of shit before 56.
Yes,
so I was like, nigga, how old? Because he's only 21 in 56. So I'm like, or 20 something. He's 20 something.
Oh, yo, he was moving fast.
Yeah, no, he was going. Yeah. He was at Juilliard, dropped out of Juilliard. I thought that was like super interesting.
Yeah,
I thought it was interesting that
he said this is for white folks.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that his dad had money.
Yeah.
And all that shit.
He was a dentist, yeah.
Yeah, like, because, you know, in that time, shit.
Hard. Yeah. That's what I was like, it's very impressive. Like, yeah.
Super impressive. He had a minute. He talked about, his affinity for Sugar Ray, you know, the whole boycott thing. Like I tweeted this the other day. I think I'm more of an autobiography listener. Like I'd much rather read, cause I tried the 48 Laws of Power and I was like, bro, what the fuck is this? Like, I thought that was gonna tell me some kung fu shit. Like you got to manipulate. And it might get into that, but right now they're telling stories.
It's a very long book, though.
Yeah, it's too, like, bro, I'm not even, I had to turn it off.
And Audible hours is like 16 hours, right?
I got to check.
No, it was a day. It was 24 hours.
Yeah.
It was one day. Yeah.
And that shit is longer than the Bible, bro. Like, this shit is wild.
You would have to do like an hour a day.
Celebrity told me to read The Divine Comedy, so I'm going to start that after. It's 21. Yeah, it's 20. It's about, it's 28 hours. Yeah.
Jesus.
That's not giving me what I thought. I don't know what the big deal was. But what were you going to say about Miles Davis?
No, I was just saying, like, so, yeah, so the one that got him, like, popping was kind of blue. That's 1959.
Is he?
That's with John Coltrane.
Nigga look like Tuesday.
No, he doesn't.
5 songs, 45 minutes. Damn.
Yeah, the songs are very long. Yeah. This very first song, So What, is like in super well known. Like if you listen to jazz music, like everybody knows the rhythm. If you know it, yeah. But
if you know, you know.
There's so many. Like, there's so many albums, man. It's going to be impossible. Bitches Brew is another big one he did. Mm. But, like, there's impossible to tell you.
Which one was one? Which one was his Purple Rain? He mentioned Prince a lot earlier on in the book. So I'm guessing that's the only person he probably saw as like a contemporary that was a new artist that was like doing music.
He talks a little bit more about it further on as well, because I mean he was in the jazz circle, so he worked with the greats like Thelonious Monk, John Coltrane was in his band, and he went off
Bird and Ray, like
Dizzy Gillespie, like all them people were, and he watched these people like self-destruct as well.
Billie Holiday. He was talking about Billie Holiday, man. She's sad. She died because she was fighting withdrawals, bro.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. So he tells you more about people he meets later. Because Quincy Jones, of course, has been a part of his life.
He's going to come up, but he ain't came up yet.
Yeah, but he's a part of his life. I believe there's a part in there where he talks about like Elton John as well.
Interesting.
But there's a bunch.
Well, because he was talking about like that era when Martin Luther King was doing the boycott, how that became like the bad boy era type S, like your James Deans and your The Godfather. What's his name? Marlon Brando. He just started naming a bunch of people that were like prominent at that time. And he was saying it was a real good time for like race relations. Like white people were starting to like, they wanted people that were cool and they just wanted to have a good time. The book is great, but like I was saying, I think I'm more of a autobiography listener.
I like fictional books. Non-fiction books, because I like, you're like, this is real. Like,
yeah, this is happened. History.
Yeah, and then generally the people that it happened to are writing the book or have had a hand in writing the book,
right?
Which means that their words are not twisted into something else,
right?
Other than like historical books, because those people can't really write for themselves. But that's why I like shit like that, or like informational books.
Yeah.
Like with the 48 Laws of Power would be one, but you're not.
It's just so far. Yeah. It's a drag. Yeah. Like he's talking about techniques that like ancient civilizations used. Yeah. And shit. And I'm yeah. like, I mean, it's and some book. Of those things. At the 48 Laws of Power, I realized some of those things we already do in everyday life, whether yeah. we're aware that we're doing it or not. So I'm like, ah, nigga, I already know this shit. Like, move me to the diabolical shit. How I'm finna be like a James Bond villain level of wow, okay. cunning. You know okay. what I'm saying? Like, okay. I need to skip all that baby step shit. Let me get straight to
That's
it.
That's crazy that book is longer than the Bible.
That's so weird to me. Because in my mind, the Bible is, you know why the Bible seems like it's super long? Because of those, the pages. They're so thin.
Yeah.
So it's so many. It makes it look like, bro, I'm never going to finish this book. And the way that it's written, like the style that it's written in, it's a lot of words on that page, yeah. bro. Yeah. It's weird.
And then the way it's structured too, because like a chapter, but a chapter could be like this long.
Yeah. And you got
verse
you
one chapter.
Psalms and all that, man. Come yeah. on. Palms, however you say it. I did not go to vacation summer school. I did go to vacation summer school. That was the first time I realized I hated honey buns. And then I came back to liking them.
Full circle.
Full circle, man. I also think it's weird how small. The world, I just said the world is actually bigger than I thought it was, yeah. but it's still small too, because it's wild that me and your wife went to the same church at
yeah.
maybe at the same point in time, but never knew, never would have thought that was a big fucking, it wasn't like mega church, but it was a lot of people. And I didn't yeah. even know my family. In my mind, we started going there when I started going there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know, because there was a gap between my parents going to church, I guess, and when they started making me and Alex go. Because before that, my aunt would take me to, like, vacational summer school or whatever. Is it vacational? Is it summer school? Is it vacation?
You mean...
the Bible's yeah, vacation, about, Bible, yeah, vacation, whatever. Yeah,
vacation Bible school.
Whatever they call that. Man, I used to hate that shit. It was the worst feeling ever, bro. Cause it was like you're taking me from everything, my comfort.
Yeah, because I like usually don't know anybody there.
Yeah, like you.
And
can't
then
just,
they make you do these weird ass activities.
Bro, don't just dump me.
And
in.
Then they're like, I vividly remember one moment at Vacation Bible School that my grandparents sent me to, and to this day I still think about it because I'm like, this is because like
it's cringy.
You know they're trying to teach kids about the Bible,
right?
Which is admirable. I don't mind that,
right.
But like. Some, like the stuff they come up with is, but because now you know, like they'll have like banners outside the church. It'll be like, this summer is coming, and it's like there's like a character, and it's like Pete's adventure. You're like, oh shit, yeah. What's Pete gonna do?
Right.
But the one I was at, I just remember the guy because they brought in somebody to host it or whatever. Uh-huh. He was like a author or whatever. He did like motivational speaking and shit. But I remember. He grabbed, no lie, he grabbed a tube of toothpaste. He had a, no, I'm serious. And at all of our stations, we had an empty tube of toothpaste.
Okay.
And he was like, see, this is what I want you to do. And he emptied his tube of toothpaste out. And then he was like, okay, now use this toothpicks and try to put toothpaste back in the tube.
Oh, my God.
And see, we did it for like, he's like, I want you to try for 5 minutes. So 5 minutes passed.
5 minutes?
No, because it's a lesson.
So, God damn.
But so we did, you know, we're trying or whatever. And then he's like, yeah, it's impossible, right? And he was like, see, once those negative feelings come out, you can't put them back in. And I was like, bro, just say that. Like, we don't need
it. Yeah, you could have just said that, bro.
Bro, I was like, this is wild, bro. And me, my functional ass was like, that's a waste of toothpaste. Bro, like, there's so much toothpaste.
I would have thought about that to this day, too. Yeah. Because I'm like, bro, why did he make... There's so many other shit you could have done. Like, you could have...
The Coke example is the easiest one. I don't know why he didn't do that one.
What's that?
Like, where if you shake up a Coke and you open it immediately, you know, it sprays. Right. But if you shake up a Coke and wait and then open it,
right,
it's back. It's still. So right. You'd be like... See, if you give yourself time to calm down.
Or something. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but, anything.
Yeah,
but
the toothpaste, I was like, bro, what the fuck?
But come on, bro. I would have thought about
he
that,
was
too.
So serious, though. He was so dead ass
bro, serious. He probably thought that was innovative in 1996.
Now, on the flip side, whenever I was working for Google, remember back in the gap, they flew us out. Dog, they did so much shit for us, bro. I got so much. Remember all the swag I got?
Yeah.
They gave me so much swag. I still have the backpack to this day. He got socks that I gave him. Yeah,
socks. Everything. Mouse pads.
But they flew us out to Palm Springs, Florida, right? This airport didn't even have a terminal. You just get out on a tarmac. You're just out on the thing and you walk out.
Like
the plane.
A private?
It was American Airlines flight. It's just they don't have terminals. So you walk out, you're outside, and you just walk into the airport.
That's wild. Okay.
But they brought in everybody from across the country that do the rep stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was me. It was like the Dallas team and then every other team in America, right?
Right.
And then you get like a roommate or whatever. And my roommate was from Chicago.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
So they had a big ass party for us at the beginning. Like we're going out. Richard was there.
Yeah. Alex
so,
Humble.
He was in Dallas team. So
yeah. Richard get around, but
we had the big ass bash at the beginning. Everybody was being very like polite, mm-hmm. like there, because it was like it looked like a cocktail party. You know, everybody right. was like, "Oh, hi, I'm from blah blah blah," and then there was a DJ, but he was playing like very safe and poppy stuff. So I was like, "Man, these people need to get loose." So I go up to the DJ, and I was telling Richard too. I was like, "Bro, I'm gonna go talk to the DJ real quick." Yeah. And then so I go talk to the DJ. And then I'm like, I know they probably told you to play this stuff.
Right.
It's like safe and corporate or whatever. He's like, I'm not going to tell you to play nothing with cussing in it. I'm just going to tell you to play something more upbeat.
Right.
So I guarantee you, if you play Montel Jordan, this is how we do it, this party will change right now. And he said, okay, I got you. Just give me like a couple more songs.
Right.
And I said, cool. He was like, you'll know because it'll be like a gap because all the songs are like flowing together. He's like, there'll be a gap. That's how you know it's coming. Mm-hmm. So I just remember I was sitting there with the Dallas team. This is my first time meeting him because we don't ever meet.
Right.
Because we all have our own territories. We don't ever. So I'm like talking to him and it got quiet. And I was like, I said, everybody, watch what's about to happen.
Yeah.
And then song drop. Everybody goes crazy.
That's what's
and then you know everybody gets huddled together. I was like, oh, here we go. We're doing the party shit.
Yeah.
So I make my way to the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And then the crowd opens up like the Red Sea.
Oh my God.
And I start dancing in the crowd and then we just goes crazy from there. And then the DJ gets into it. So he's like, okay, I'm gonna throw some more shit in there.
Yeah.
And he starts throwing his own little mix in there.
Okay.
I'm talking about there's executives dancing and shit. I was like, we getting loose out here, baby.
Hey, that's what's up.
And then but I don't know how I got on that tangent.
You got this fantasy in your head about leaving the life, turning the corporate world on its ear.
But I was going to say, but the motivational speaker they had there was phenomenal. He gave me a book. Like, he gave everybody a book. He was like, I got you. Y'all got books all on your table. I wrote the book or whatever. And then he basically was doing, like, his speech thing, and he was like, okay, we're going to take a break to do an activity. And he's like, I'm going to give y'all an hour. And I was like, holy shit. Like, okay. And he was like, at y'all's tables, you've been given an instruction kit to build a bike.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So every single team in there had to build a bike. And then, like, the instruction on your table, you build it, make sure it works, like, ride it around or whatever. And we're in a big-ass hotel conference room. It's huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like a ballroom. It's mm-hmm. big. So we build the bike, and in this moment will stay with me forever because it was great. So like we build the bike or whatever. Ours works. We got the handlebar straight or whatever. That's the hardest part is getting everything straight.
Mm-hmm.
We put the bell on there, ding ding ding. And these bikes were smaller, so I was like, oh, these bikes aren't meant for us.
Right.
But I think they just bought like a cheap bike. That's what in my head, that's what I was thinking or whatever. And so everybody builds their bike, they get it done, and then we come back, and then he's like, okay, everybody build the bike. And then he gave like a speech, and then he was like, so you'll probably thought this was really random, had nothing to do with anything I was talking about or like anything, but he was like, I just want y'all to see something. He was like, you took something, you created something, and now I want y'all to feel what it feels like to give to those who need it. And then all these kids walk in. Aww. Like, all these kids walk in. He's like, these are kids from some orphanage or whatever. And he was like, all these bikes are going to them. And I was like, holy shit. Aww. Like, and you see everybody start, like, tearing up. Even the tough guys are like, hey, man, like, this ain't even fair, bro.
Yeah, I would have cried.
Yeah, nah, so, like, that one stuck with me. Like, so I was like,
yeah.
Now that's how you do a fucking motivation speech right there, boy.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm gonna read your book tonight. I got it in there, but yeah.
Oh, you don't remember what it's called?
Yeah, I have it in there. Mm. I don't remember the title.
That was dope. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was crazy.
It Ridge started working the week after we did the retreat.
I remember all was, this. It's coming back
spicy.
To me.
He was spicy, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I imagine
if Ridge was there to build that bike. We have a totally different Ridge, man.
Yeah, he probably would have softened up a little bit.
He would have looked at the world so hard, man.
But I know I told you the Drayson Derulo shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think I've said it on here before. Yeah. That still pisses me up to this day.
Bro, because you thought, like, Rihanna. No. Bro, it's fucking Google.
Yeah, because they had the money.
Bro, you could have got, anybody.
Jay-Z in that but they were hyping up. So we got a special guest tonight at the end party or whatever. And so everybody had these rumors flying around, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, Rihanna was in there.
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, it's probably somebody like a little bit below that.
Yeah.
Because they, like, on probably short notice or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm hearing like some DJs get thrown around. I was like, oh, that'd be cool. DJ would be cool.
Yeah.
But then the one that.
Dead Mouse or some shit.
Then it got down to like two options. One of them was a rapper. I'm trying to remember which rapper it was. And then Jason Derulo. Mm-hmm. I was like, it can't be Jason Derulo. I was like, that's too random. And lo and fucking behold, as our saying, we go here. Nah, that motherfucker was. Yep, Jason Derulo pops up. I bet that is the smallest show Jason Derulo has done in a long time.
Probably, man.
That shit fucking killed me.
Jason Derulo.
That boy's stage was so small too.
Doesn't even sound like a real person.
And he was doing fucking choreographed dancing with these dudes, all their shirt off, sweating and shit. I was like, why am I here? This ain't for me. I was like, y'all couldn't do some like.
Did he do what you say though?
I don't remember. Okay, I left. Right. I walked away. I was like, ladies, y'all can have the front row. I don't need this shit.
I'm finna go eat some cookies. Facts. I imagine they had cookies there, right?
Oh, they had a bunch of free food, man.
Google. That sounds cool.
Yeah, that Google money was different, boy.
Yeah, holla at Google. Holla at your squalor.
But that was tight. You got to call Justin, right?
Oh, yeah. So I was at work last night, and I got a phone call from Mr. He Ain't Shit himself. And he asked me a very interesting question while I'm tossing the trailer. I talked to him. He made a joke. I had my AirPods in, but I kept raising the phone in my ear like it was pretty heavy. But I just downed a Red Bull. I was not in the right state of mind. So we're calling Mr. He Ain't Shit.
I don't hear it.
I don't hear it either.
Are you connected?
Hello? Hold on. We have technical difficulties. One second, pal. Why did it disconnect?
It didn't disconnect.
Hello? He Ain't Shit?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there he is. Hey, it's Chris Meyer from the Step Brothers Podcast and Dalton.
Nice to meet you. Hey, family, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's we're up? Good, man. We were just telling old war stories, and we decided to call you back. I don't want to make it seem like this first time we called, like we didn't warn you we was going to call. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that fake shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up.
You're not an industry that's a little bit. Come on, bro. You know better.
I guess I should have.
Surprise, we called.
Yeah. Hey.
No,
hey.
Now it's on the album pre-production and we have the whole talk. Come on, man. What's
I hope we're not disturbing you from doing anything on this lovely Saturday. What, evening, afternoon? What time is it out
it's
there?
It's earlier there.
Oh.
It's 2:52 and the sun hasn't been out in like 3 days.
Oh, sorry. Damn. I'm sorry. Is it so? It's
rainy. I'm
it's
guessing.
Gloomy out there.
Yeah, it's very rainy and gloomy. Yeah.
Well, you lived in Seattle. You should be all right.
Yeah.
So I was telling our audience that you called me last night with an interesting question. I didn't really get to get my shit off because I was working.
Correct.
Correct. Do you remember what you asked me?
Yes, the question was, who was your favorite personal top three rapper?
Okay. And I was trying to think really hard and not be generic, but I was super generic. It was Jay-Z, Kanye. And I said third was Pusha. Like, uh-huh. Pusha's working his...
Oh, okay. And then this is when he asked.
Yes.
Well, okay.
Yes. So he said, and then what did you say after I said that?
My follow-up is, how is Lil Wayne not in your top three?
Mm. Mm. So
I feel like Lil Wayne should be in everybody's top three.
Oh, well, you're going to be mad at me.
Why do you feel that way, though?
No, oh, you know what? Wait, let's rewind. Don, can you give me your three, please?
Yes. Jay-Z, okay. Black Thought, and then okay. I will say Andre 3000, but a lot of people get mad because you never had no solo shit.
Yeah, but niggas still rap.
But
look, if you're a personal top three,
yeah. But if we're splitting hairs and people are like, okay, if it's not part of a group, then it would be Kanye as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Lil Wayne not being in my top three. Wait, what's your top three?
Well, Wayne is.
Well, Wayne's in there.
Yeah. No, he's number two. So Jay-Z is one by a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Lil Wayne. And mm-hmm. then there's a huge space, but I have my three is really like five people, so we don't need to get into all of those. Okay? It's definitely like my group that's right there, my three spot. But yeah, Lil Wayne is definitely for sure.
Who, nigga? Like, D12?
Bro, no, I see what you did there. That was a good one, but no. And there's multiple people that I have in like my top three.
Okay.
Because the way I look at it, I'm like, if music went away, and they were just like, hey, the internet fucking up for everybody. You only get to listen to three people for the rest of your goddamn life. That's when I would be like, oh, shit. I got to, okay, that's going to be tough. But, yeah.
Yeah, see.
Lil Wayne definitely would be in it.
You have to put Kanye because of the discography. He makes really good music. As a rapper and producer. So, like, well, he's 10 albums right now. So, if for the rest of my life, I can really pick apart everything. Where did the sample come from? Where did the drums come from? What's that reference he used from that movie I didn't see in 3 years or whatever? Like, I can break all that shit down. Wayne is similar because Wayne references a lot of shit, mostly sports. So, I would then go see why he mentioned Brett Favre 85 times or whatever. So I get that.
Then you get all his mixtapes.
Mixtapes too. Now, but mixtapes would not count in your scenario because
why?
If all the other music got taken away and you're only listening to these three people, most of Wayne's shit on his mixtapes were other people's beats.
Okay, so now you want to be too technical.
No, that because he's saying like if the internet died today, we would still have that music. It's not, like, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's a hypothetical. Of course, all the music not gonna go away since it's gonna be technical.
I mean,
everybody got more than goddamn three musicians in their phone.
Okay,
really though, really.
But why isn't Wayne in the top three for you, Chris?
Wayne isn't in my top three because. After Carter 3, even though that's a stretch for me, because going back, it didn't really hold up to me.
Uh-huh.
He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything to me that I deemed, like, great with what was happening with music at that time. Carter 4 came out same time as Watch the Throne came out. I didn't care about Carter Four. Like, I'm finna go listen. I'm finna go listen to Watch the Throne and Cruel Summer, and everything Kanye's doing right now is way more polarizing than just rapping. Though I do appreciate just rapping. At that time, Wayne started doing the auto-tune thing. It became more melodic. He wasn't really making songs that I appreciate, like The Mob, or not saying he got to stick to this Dipset themed structure or whatever. But Carter 3, even he made songs that were enjoyable, listenable, like playback value. And I just think he lost that over time, because if you understand, Carter 3 sold 1 million. That was a huge feat at that time.
I don't hear numbers. That means nothing to me.
Well, I'm bringing up the numbers to say, I think that became a factor in why he was making the type of music that he was making, because of the numbers at that time. Like, he was trying to keep these numbers going. Music started changing. You could either stay an artist and be on your Kanye and Jay-Z and Pusha T artsy fartsy shit, Big Sean, like, you know.
This is a lot longer than I thought.
It's a real reason. Because Wayne ain't really just fall off, but musically, it's just okay. He stopped being that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. So you said all that for me to counter that by saying, between what Lil Wayne did from his beginning before he was cursing in his rap to what Lil Wayne did by the time he gets to Carter 3, is still better than 99% of music history. That's my counter to everything that you just said.
Okay, but time keeps going, though. And a lot of things have been great since then, too.
Okay, if you cut him off at the Carter 3, then what?
I think we'll be better off in music. Cause not so many niggas would be influenced by him, and we wouldn't have that whole era of music that we got that we don't have to talk about.
No, you're not gonna do that, because without that, you don't get Young Thug, you don't get Lil Uzi. Granted, I'm not the biggest Thug fan.
Yeah, I can see why that's important, but I kind of did without them too.
No, I get it. Hey, look, I get it. Everybody has their.
Dalton is getting impatient. He's ready to say why he don't like Wayne.
I'm not right, impatient. Right, I'm just listening.
Oh, shit. Go ahead, Dalton. I gotta hear your assistance.
Wait, I didn't say I didn't like Wayne. What the fuck?
No, right. No, like, I don't know why. Look, don't let him date you into that.
I was like, hell no. I would never say that. I'm from the South, man. What you mean? Nah, it's... Mine is just simply, like, just enjoyment. Like, like you said, his run, if we're just talking about runs, like run-wise.
He has the highest high.
Yeah, because right. he did, like, the sales are one part of it, but, like, also, like, I'd never seen anybody churn out as much music as him in that 1 year that he did. Like, he did, it was, like, 100-something, like, it was 800-something songs or something.
And the quality be there.
Yeah, and it was just, that was, like, bonkers, right? Yeah. But what got to me though was I think he burnt himself out, and then
the money,
and it just
the burn man,
and it just it just kind of got stale for me. It just got stale because there's only so many times I can hear him go, I'm rapping like a doing like a and then I'm like, okay, I've heard this 97 times already. What else we got? because that's why Jay-Z is always the GOAT, because he changes rap schemes up, and he's done fast, slow. He's always changed up for me. And then he says some, like, poigan ass shit.
Yeah.
Like, Wayne has said some dope shit, but I've never sat here and been like, man, Wayne just, like, gave me some introspective ass shit. Like, he made, but I know that's not what he was rapping for, though.
I will say this right quick, if you don't. I think it's super important that we point out that when Wayne did Show Me What You Got,
oh yeah,
Jay-Z questioned if he should return back to rap.
Yeah.
I think that's super important.
That is good.
It's, Because what Wayne did on that track, it wasn't like he said anything spectacular. You can hear how determined he was to prove he can do this rap shit better than anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
So,
100%. Okay, now, and I have something controversial that I want to ask you, but I'm going to let you
talk to you. Okay, what's up?
Okay, here's my question now. In rap history, in rap right now, rap all the rappers that are active rappers right now, can you give me one rapper that has a deeper content bag than Wale?
A deeper what bag?
Content.
Content bag.
Than Wale?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, Kendrick. What the fuck?
Are you shitting me?
Are you shitting me?
J. Cole, Kendrick,
content bag.
Content. Complete. I'm talking all across the board. Girl songs, pop records, club songs, sports songs, songs for what you did not.
Kanye. I'm not even gonna. Kanye. Hove, nigga, I'll say Action Bronson, nigga.
No, don't do that.
Real talk.
Oh, well, Drake, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, Drake.
I don't think so. I don't think Drake has more. No, I don't think so.
Wow. This is a hot take. Now,
that's interesting.
Now, this is a hot take.
Because I understand what I get what you're saying. Like, Drake only has one.
Yep.
Too much.
Hold on a second. But we're really talking about Wale right now, right?
Hey, Forlorn.
And
he's incredible. No, he is.
I
hope you're not trying to mold Bando's career after Wale's.
I like mixtape Wale.
Hey, my nigga.
Look. I like
no, Chris. You had to stop. You're not doing this, bro. No. Because
that means I'm never going to get paid.
No, we're not doing that. The only thing that I asked for.
No, I was just saying, hey. Wow. You got to call a spade a spade. I just wanted to know.
That's a wild take.
Real talk. All jokes aside, I'd say Wale is great at what he does, but something about him is keeping him from that seat at the table.
It's because he's sensitive.
No, wait, stop. We're changing the conversation. My question was only the different bags he can pull from to get on a song. If you said that you want to get a song about goddamn nachos, he gonna find a way to talk about all the goddamn cheeses that you know about. He has a lot of content. He has a lot of different
bags. Oh, Lupe Fiasco, then, if that's what you're saying.
Oh, fuck no. Get out of here. And I love Lupe. Lupe is not, no.
I mean, he has a lot of different bags. Nigga, he made a album about a sinking pirate ship or some shit with slaves on it in Africa, in Japan.
What's it in Japan?
He is not touching all the markets that Wale is touching. It's not
happening. Wow.
Oh, he don't check all the boxes.
He does not check as many boxes as Wale does.
All right, then, Joe Button then, nigga. Call it a day.
What the you fuck? Want? Man,
he got girl records. He got masturbation records. Wale ain't got no masturbation records.
First of all, Button is my man in $100,000, but we're not going to say that he has a decent no.
Look, you anybody we say, you're going to say no. Like, it don't matter. No,
because you're not being realistic. If you would have said Lil Wayne, I'd have been like, okay, I kind of understand that. You said Jay-Z. I didn't disregard Jay-Z. All right.
Okay. But you don't think Drake at any point in his career has been more introspective, more guarded, more protected, more braggadocious, more ladies' man than Wale?
More? Possibly, but what I'm saying is Wale checks all those boxes in some form. That's the point that I'm making.
Yeah, he could check the boxes, but he ain't doing nothing with the boxes.
The answer is Kanye or Mari West then.
My only thing with Kanye is that's kind of not fair only because Kanye has so many people around him that are helping him do that. That's my only argument, but I swear to say that and I agree. But it's just kind of not fair when you can pull from Sci High and Travis and name 50 other people.
I just wanted to say something right quick, Brad. Let me put my headphones back on. Michael Jackson didn't write now one of them records. I mean, what are we talking about?
Why is Michael getting a straight shot?
No, I'm saying that's a good thing.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I didn't say what I said was I'm just talking about people that are can go in this studio. You can tell them that the song is about what.
Hey, by the way, Wale has writers. Let's not get crazy.
In verses? Like, not a hook, not choruses, but his verses?
Hey. You heard what I said.
Well, apparently.
First of all, no, you're not going to break that news with me on this goddamn. No, I don't know nothing about that. I'm not vouching that. Anyway, I don't know who hears this.
Hypothetically speaking, right? Remember, okay. like this is hypothetical. Okay. We're just.
Okay, hypothetical.
Take a trip, take a walk with me, as I say. So
I'm with you. Hey.
Remember back in the day when there was like a really good rapper, he had the label, he was all polished and shiny, and he was great, but then he went and got a dog, a killer, and was like, I'm finna sign you, and we gonna do something with you, but they never do anything with him, but they still stick around that polished, shiny artist to this day.
I'm just saying, if you ask me,
okay, Chris.
Daniel's son, go get Miyagi up out of here. You feel me?
But
one more thing, Miyagi's aware, so he not finna give him the keys to the dojo.
You're fucking in call with me, and I know exactly what you're saying.
We're on the same page, right?
You have listeners that are not going to understand what you're saying, but I know what you're saying.
Oh, I know you know. That's why I got to do that, because I ain't trying to. This is all hypothetical. I don't know what I'm saying to be true. In a universe, Loki fucked up the multiverse. It's multiverses now.
Okay. Well, here's
that theory exists, and it's true.
Let's just end with something positive. How do you guys feel about Baby Keem?
Oh, don't get me started. Look, I think that album is brave and bold. I think he still needs time to figure out who he wants to be as an artist. But as far as what he brings to the table, his rapping ability, his wordplay, the cadence, the flow switching, some of the concepts. He gonna be here for a minute.
Okay, so we're on the same page. Okay, yeah, because I like the kid. I think the kid is great.
He gonna be here for a minute.
I think he's great. Okay, so look, there we go. Being positive. All right,
Dalton, how do you feel about Baby Keem?
Yeah, I like him as well. I just have to get him in sample sizes. That's it.
Oh, because the voice. A lot of people don't like the voice, man.
Yeah, I just like seven songs of Goo Goo Gaga and it's not gonna work for me. So I just gotta sample size. Yeah. But I love Range Brothers, though. Top of the morning.
Range Brothers.
That's the worst. Okay. All right. That is the worst shit that happened in music this year.
Oh, nah, man.
Hold on. You must not like Kendrick.
We can't do that for multiple reasons, but I love Kendrick. It's a public platform. I'm not going to get you to do that.
Politics.
Because I'm just saying, when I said it earlier, he was like, you got to be serious. And then I say top of the morning. That's the worst shit that happened. I feel a trend here. I feel a trend.
First of all, you're not about to break this down and do this. No, I love you way too much. No, we're not doing that. But just the top of the morning, that little fucking 30 seconds into the top of the morning, just that part. I hate that so much.
Oh, okay.
I've seen the gift of cowboy humping. I've seen all of this shit. I get it. It's cute, but I just don't think
we need to. Okay, gotcha. I was just doing it because that's on Range Brothers, but.
That first verse he had on there was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
He went crazy.
I think King's still to this day, his craziest verse just happened, but I think it's on Donda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That in the first.
I haven't had to hear. Look, I haven't finished on this.
That song is pretty early, bro. So well, if you to get past jail,
I only listened to it once. I'm just for once.
I feel you.
Hey,
hey, some shit ain't for everybody, man, and that's okay.
No, I'm not mad for it. It was just so long for me. That yeah. I was just like, damn, I ain't got that. People was talking about the Marilyn Manson shit. I'm like, I ain't even get that far, bro. So I can't even.
I don't even think he's on the album. Yeah. And if he is, he's like background vocals. He's not a prominent.
I don't remember.
I ain't got far enough in the album to.
I feel you, but yeah. That and Family Ties, Baby Keem really, really impressed the socks off of me, man. For sure.
The boy is good.
No, the boy is good and the boy is bad.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a fact. Look, one more thing and I'm going to let you go. One more.
Go for it.
If we already kind of talked about this. Did we? Certified Lover Boy. What did you think?
Just quick.
I'm a Drake fanatic.
Okay.
But I don't think that I finished that either.
It's great.
You didn't finish that either. A lot of them songs is like I already had because I'm a Drake fanatic. A lot of them I'm like, I'm rapping this shit and people are like, why the fuck do you already know this shit? And I'm like, because I had it 9 months ago. I can't really be impressed by the ones that I already got because I'm like, that makes me think there's something else going on because I'm like, these is basically throwaways one. You don't never keep the throwaways for the album. No, you gotta add them separate. But yeah, I don't think it was as Loverboy as we thought.
No, it's not. And I don't think it was as certified as we thought either.
First of all, I can hear the Kanye in your voice. You take a shot to Drake right now and I don't have nothing to do with
that. I'll just say, hey, man, you see
that? I'm like, you ain't the chills, brother. I ain't got nothing to do with that. What I'm saying is, I love Drake. I didn't get to finish the album. I feel like it was a lot and I was just not as into it as I thought I was going to be. So, yeah.
What's crazy is he told somebody that all the songs that leaked was just the old shits. They not even gonna be on the album. And I keep hearing people say they've heard this song before. Yeah. I didn't hear none of these shits before.
I've heard them all once.
I'm never gonna hear them again. So
yeah, it's a lot.
One thing I need y'all Drake stans to admit is when y'all are wrong though.
Okay,
right after Kanye and Donda finished and then Kanye leaked Drake's address, which I definitely said that shit was whack. I don't know why he did that. I don't care if the shit was public or not. That shit was whack. He shouldn't have never did that. But there was a song that Drake was starting to rap on. It had like this orchestral type of thing going on. It sounded like some like bullshit. And I was like, I hate this beat. It was like, do, 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 do. You know what I'm talking about? But it was strings. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. No.
They took a clip of Kanye talking about Drake fucking all of Kim's homegirls or sisters or some shit. And they put it on the beginning of the song. And they were like, oh, Drake's going to drop this with the Kanye talk. I was like, bro, y'all know good and goddamn well Drake's not finna. Y'all have to base y'all shit in reality, man. If he would have did that, I would have gave him his props because that's bold. You got to take whatever's finna come with that. Drake's not that. He's not that guy. He's not that guy.
One, he is that petty, but I don't see him doing it for that.
You are hiding a child.
Fat, come on, man. Ain't nothing to beat that, man.
Hold on,
wait,
look, now when we come to goddamn Pusha T, now you
want to
see me put my cape on? That's where I'm
going to
put that motherfucker on
that
right there. Can do no goddamn wrong
in
my eyes, so I don't, look.
Yeah,
hey,
push it, no, none, not
I'm
one
you.
Wrong, bruh.
I'm with you, look, goddamn it. I am in the goddamn clip ties.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Look, whatever, look, we got meetings on Tuesday. The clips is, yes, we here. Look, love them, so they can do no wrong. But also, I don't really care about billionaires doing corny billionaire shit. I don't make enough money to know what the fuck Drake and goddamn. These motherfuckers argued about a pool size.
Yeah.
You know how baller that is? These motherfuckers was going back and forth talking about who got the biggest fucking pool.
Yeah, they got to go back outside and measure it every day or something.
And also, Rip Ross won that by saying that Kanye and Drake didn't invite every bitch that they ever met. He won when he said that, bro. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, you won. They can't stop that now. Whatever the fuck they say, you win, even though he had nothing to do with it. But,
yeah.
Winning that one. But yeah, needless to say, I don't have a comment on Certified Lover Boy. It wasn't as Lover Boys. You said it wasn't certified. All right. I didn't get to hear Donda. I wish that Andre 3000 verse was on there, because that is the verse of the year.
Yeah, verse of the year, easily.
Nasty, yeah.
That's the verse of the year.
That might be beat of the year, too.
I'm not going all that
far. I am, because I know... when you hear a sample chop you've never heard before, you have to, and it sounds that majestic, you gotta, it's been a while since I heard a song that made me try to go find what sample it is. Nigga, I'm still looking for Primetime sample, nigga. That shit came out 2010? Yeah, come on, man. Like,
I can tell you. That's right here.
Oh, shit.
It's in the line them, notes.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we gonna call you back. Be a great father, man. Don't be good, be great.
Okay, Jay-Z, relax.
All right, brother.
Hey, you know what? Let me say this. So this is the one issue that I got with Jay-Z. He ain't named either one of his daughters goddamn Brooklyn, and I got a problem with that. Because he had a daughter who was going to have a Brooklyn Carter, and he didn't. And
you know, I think that maybe Brooklyn just don't mean as much to him as we thought.
Oh, that's sick. That is sick. Wait, never mind. Nope.
Because blue is his favorite color. Ivy is.
I'm not touching it. Nope, because that go deeper than that.
No, oh, no, that joint. I know what you. I already know what you're talking about. I think I'm gonna play that song to end the podcast. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay, man. God bless, man. Y'all enjoy your day, and I love y'all young brothers, man. Y'all have a good day.
You too, my my guy.
Thanks, y'all.
All right,
Chris, you ready for the sample?
No, don't say it on here.
Oh.
Wait, yeah, go ahead.
It's it was sampled I just had it. Contains a sample of the recording Action by Orange Crush.
That's the drums. I already know that.
That's the only sample it says is on there.
So that means that No ID played that.
I guess so.
Or he had somebody play that. And
so I can tell you. So drums were Dylan Weising. Piano, keys, and guitar, Ken Lewis. Bass, okay. Guitar.
That's who it was.
Bass guitar and keys are Prit Calatalo.
It's not a sample.
We in the time of our lives, baby.
The only sample is the Action.
And that's only that. It's the
baby. Turn the music on.
It's only the snare on top of the snare. It's not like the snare. It's an additive snare.
So that's the only sample that's on the in the
one. Wow, it? That's just not a sample.
There's no secret sample in there. That's straight from the book.
How do you hold on? I know you said turn it off, but hold on. Because it ain't dropped yet. Hold on.
It's still gonna flag it.
Yeah, prime time. Beat by Dion.
No, come on. Press pause.
I had to hear the whole...
This shit gonna get blocked already.
That shit's not gonna get blocked.
Okay, I'm telling you, but okay. Find it.
We were talking over it. That shouldn't be a hard copyright claim. I'm starting to get into that a little bit.
Okay, yeah, you can play with it if you want to.
No, I ain't gonna flag that. If flag that, nigga, we gotta flag a whole lot of shit. Yeah? Don't come pick on the little guy. You know what I'm saying? Because we want a piece of the pie. You feel me? Oh, speaking of pivoting into different conversations.
What a terrible... ridiculous. Oh, yeah, I'm going to turn this
down. Hey, I just want... bro, that beat, that primetime beat, as the drums, right? It's just a boom, 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 clap. It's not nothing crazy, but it does something to my spirit. I'm going to get dressed to that for Joseph's birthday. That's going to be my theme. It's going to be like, what was the Daniel Craig's first 007? What was that one?
Casino Royale.
That's how I'm going to feel listening to that, getting ready for this shit. Because them keys, it sounds like a old saloon type of vibe. The baby in there is a chop, though. But maybe because it's a chop. But that beat does something to me. Shout out to Liz, my love, California. She asked yesterday, what is the best luxury verse? I said, nigga, Kanye's whole verse. I mean, I think she said line or something. I said, Kanye's whole verse on Primetime, bro. The whole verse. Because it don't sound like luxury, but he broke luxury down into like three parts. He broke luxury down with time, being able to show up late. That's why he color out of the line. Luxury, obviously, when he's dripped champagne, the marble floors, obviously. Then the luxury that takes your wife to run a bubble bath.
And waiting that motherfucker.
Like a hovercraft. And soaking that motherfucker till I call you back. Who says shit like that? That's luck. Come on, man. That's luxury.
Okay. But okay, Chris is about to segue
into I'm pivoting into our segue for today. We are now sponsored by the sock company Pivot.
Yeah.
Officially.
So it's spelled P-Y-V-O-T.
P-Y-V-O-T.
And then their website is getpivot.com. So it's get. So get like pivot. GetPivot.com.
Sorry.
They're very new. I got a couple pairs.
You got them on?
No. They're actually in the dirty clothes. All right. But
she's worn them. Are they comfortable?
Yes. So they have two different types. You can get like the normal you can get like athletic type socks where it has like the extra padding and all that shit. And then they have like designer socks for like images. So I got two pairs of athletic socks and then a pair with like looks like lasers on them and shit. But yeah, they're very inexpensive. You could buy like packs of like, depends on which kind. There's packs of like eight, and then there's like, you can get the designer packs of three. Yeah, and then they just ship it right to you. And then the shipping was quick. It got here like in like 3 or 4 days, so it was pretty
Shout out to Pivot. They're a startup.
They are, yeah, very new. If you go to their website, then you can get a discount from us. The discount code is Step Bros Pod. So not the whole brothers, just bros. So BROS Pod.
POD.
And then you get 15% off your whole order, and then we get 50% just to help you boys out.
Help us out. Help y'all out.
I'll also put in the link in the description, of course. But,
so yeah. Again, go to PY. Spell again.
The website is Get Pivot. So get GET pivot PYVOT.com. And that's the website.
And our promo code is Step Bros Pod.
Yeah, I can double check it right here. I have it in my email. Yep, Step Bros Pod. This will get them 15% off and a total of 15% for us as well. So that's your whole order. So you could buy like a pack of eight, get 15% off. And call it a day. I know Ryan already used it.
Shout out to Ryan.
I gave it to him yesterday.
Give it to me. I'll get it when I get paid.
Yeah, turn up. But yeah, so I've actually, just to give him some more, I actually use the athletic socks to play tennis, which you were talking about earlier. Uh-huh. That's why they're dirty. I played tennis with them, and yeah, they were
comfortable.
Yeah, and then they're sweat wicking, so my feet weren't wet when I took them off.
Nice.
And my feet didn't smell, so that's great. After I just ran around for an hour, so.
Hey, so anytime you get Pivot, you get with it.
Yeah, there you go. You had to push that one out.
Because I was trying to make like life throwing you on a pivot, but like yeah, basketball get pivot.
Yeah, get yeah, but get it. Pivot.
Get Pivot.
P-Y-V-O-T. Check them out. Step Bros Pod, get 15% off. And even if they have a sale, use our promo code because we can pay for it. But if they have a normal sale without a promo code, the promo code will still work. So don't worry about it.
50% yeah, man. Off, we here for y'all, man. They are officially sponsoring the podcast.
Yep.
So we're going to have like boxes of socks one day, maybe, hopefully. Just sell some socks, Pivot.
Here, I'll ask Simon.
y'all on a first name basis?
Yeah, man. He hit me
shit.
Up.
White man or white? He white, yeah. Right?
I don't know.
He white. But shout out to Simon. Shout out to Simon. We love you. And thank you for the opportunity. I don't have anything else. I do. It's very controversial.
Okay, we can end on that then. Perfect.
What do you think this country would be if there were no slaves? I really thought about that the other day. I was like, damn, where would we be if they never brought niggas over here?
That's a great question, though.
What state would y'all be in without us, do you think? And I say y'all.
I mean, it wouldn't, I don't think it wouldn't be called America.
What do you think it'd be called?
I don't, because, like, okay, so they colonized it from the Indians.
Right.
Britain, Great Britain did. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then they created colonies, and then the Great Britain regime over here got overtaken by all the colonies, mm-hmm, to basically run them out and be like, this right. is our shit now, yeah. yay.
We run this shit.
And then they started building a country and were like, we gonna need some help. And yeah. then they went and forcefully got it. So probably, this is my guess, if they didn't, it would have still, like, the country would have got built. It would have looked a lot different.
Yeah.
The demographic would be a lot different. Mm-hmm. And I think this bitch probably would have been, I think the Indians mm-hmm. probably would have eventually came
push,
back.
Pushed back.
And then Mexico as well. You got to remember, Mexico almost did overtake the South.
Mm-hmm.
So if they didn't have the, like, amount of, you know, cities built and things like that, the infrastructure built up, Mexico probably would have overtaken maybe even all of it.
Because
mm-hmm. Mexico was already an established country. They were already doing their thing. So I yeah. think if the Indians and the Mexicans
teamed up,
or just even like it could have been like, it probably would have looked like a three slicer.
So why do you think the black people that were here stopped the Indians from doing that, though? Like, eventually taking an uprise. See, the only reason why I asked this question, right?
Yeah.
Is because my new favorite pastime is to watch this YouTube channel called Cinema Wins, right? It's a white guy. And he breaks down, he's trying to figure out why people like certain films. So he'll watch them. He'll say positive things about them.
Yeah.
His favorite movie thus far is Scott Pilgrim versus the World. This first movie I heard him say, from beginning to the end, I love this movie.
That movie's great.
It's a great movie. And I think Transformers came out the same weekend, so it kind of put Scott Pilgrim under. But if you haven't seen it, go watch it. I think it's still on Netflix.
Yeah, it's one of Edgar Wright's best for sure.
It's a beautiful film. Baby Driver's dope too.
Yeah, same guy.
Same guy.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have known that if I didn't watch the Cinema Wins. Anyways, so he did Black Panther. Mind you, this is a white guy. Nerdy white guy at that. Like, he yeah. talks about movies.
Yeah.
He did Black Panther, and he did Get Out. I was hesitant to watch the Black Panther one because, like, I don't know. But what you're going to say about this movie, he's a Marvel fan. He likes...
Your hand was like this to the screen the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I knew he wasn't going to say anything bad because it's almost like reverse psychology to do being a white... talking about a black movie, and it's an all-black movie, and you already know what everybody says about it. So going against it would be asinine to your career when so many people love the movie, and it did so well. But he actually went and did research. He knew about what tribes they took from
and the
clothing. Mm-hmm. And he's very detail-oriented and all that.
He takes it serious, yeah.
But when he did Get Out, it was different because I say those two and Captain Marvel were his most in the Star Wars one. But fuck Star Wars for the continuity of what I'm saying. When I'm saying all this to say, Captain Marvel, Black Panther, Get Out were his most controversial things because people actually had an issue with not the movie, but what it was portrayed to be. All black film, black guy killing white people, uh-huh. and being a hero, and a female protagonist. But the thing he said about Captain Marvel, which just right quick, because I'm not trying to talk about white women. He said nobody had a problem with Gal Gadot playing Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. Nobody had a problem with Zoe Saldana being
Zoe Saldana
being the green girl,
but she's not. She's not a
a race.
But no, I'm saying that's not a, like the main
lead. Yeah, but he went down his list and he was like, "People just don't like Brie Larson. I get it. That, yeah, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
But the Get Out thing he mentioned about, because it has a lot to do with racism, I guess. Not necessarily racism. It plays into it, but in a way where it's like, we actually fuck with y'all for what y'all can do. That's why we want to be, that's why we want our brains in y'all's body. Like, we see y'all a certain way, even though it's like fucked up to view people as like property or a bet. I don't know. Anyways,
they literally farm in black dudes.
A little bit more than that. But the guy, okay, the guy mentioned like, it's weird being white talking about this film because white people know what white people did to black people, even though white people, I don't have anything to do with what my ancestors did to the slaves, but I can still be empathetic about it because it happened.
Yeah, it's real.
It's real. Yeah. It happened. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I know there's going to be a bunch of idiots in my comments saying, well, the black rulers over there sold the black people into slavery, and that's how all that shit even, which has been something that has been
argued about.
Did the black okay. Were they forcefully take? Either way it goes,
it does, but I'm gonna say, does it matter? It doesn't matter who sold them. Your intent was over there to go, I want these people,
and then but peep this though, yeah, right? Even if a black king or queen sold black people to the white people, the way y'all treated us once y'all got us was all y'all.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
That's all y'all.
That's all mute.
Like, yeah, like, yes, they sold us. That was fucked up. Whatever. But y'all beat, we don't even got to talk about it. Y'all know what y'all did. So that's when he said that about idiots in his comments talking about the black people selling them, and he was like, that doesn't matter, the monstrosities, blah blah blah. I was like, all right, I'll fuck with you forever because you acknowledge that. On YouTube, that video ain't bullshit. You know how many people watch that video? Let me just
oh no, he gets numbers, right?
He get numbers, but I just want to like put this in context of him talking shit about the dumb white people and how many people actually watch his video. Give me 1 second. I watch a lot of his videos, so I gotta scroll. Cinema Wins on YouTube, and Anthony also, that has 605,000 views.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Oh, but that was part two, my bad. Part one has 1.4 million.
Yeah,
and that's his full that's his movie take, and then part two was like, okay, we're going to get into the science and all that, which were all the everything I'll thought about came from part two, which was 605,000, but the original was 104. But anyway, that's how I say, that's where I got the what would this country be without black people?
It's a great question. It wouldn't be this.
It wouldn't. I would have to say that. But part of me feels like y'all still. But then you got to think about lights. Somebody probably would have eventually came up with that. And
things would have been invented, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But this country would look a lot different. Because
y'all wouldn't have Famous Amos, man.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what America is now, regardless of how any of these fuckers think or feel, mm-hmm, we are a melting pot of all these different.
That's a fact.
Different countries, like Scottish, English, all these people came here. Indian,
yeah,
black, Mexican. Mm-hmm. All these cultures are interwoven now, because of how long ago that was.
Yeah.
It created new different families and types of people, and then different lineages with mixed blood and all that stuff. So it wouldn't look the same. Because if Africans never came here, that would have never been part of this society. It would have been like me going to Japan. I would just be an outsider, right? Yeah. And then they would just be visiting Japan.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if niggas would have been able to visit there. But I need to, think about that, what you just said, right? For a second.
Yeah.
If Africans had just stayed in Africa and we came to whatever version of America we would come to, will white people still hate us? Like, would they still look at us in a derogatory way?
I think...
Because what made them hate us enough? What made them do those things to us in the first place?
Look... Like,
what was the psychology behind that?
So you got, I mean, it goes back to the Great Britain stuff. They came over here and exiled people that already lived here.
Yeah,
and then they butchered and killed, and then they had a war.
Disease here too.
And if you think about it, they've always beefed with a different
race of
like because so they thought
they were the superior race.
Great Britain thought. Like, Europe had a big thing where, like, we are the superpower of the world. Like, we are conquerors. You got to think about all the countries that are there and what has been born from that. Like, and then how, and sorry to say, pompous, like, even now, like, Rich can tell you about France and, like, all that stuff. It's just, it's, like, ingrained into that, that's old.
Their culture, yeah.
Old, because if you think America is young compared to the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah, facts.
So, like, they had thousands and thousands of years of just that mindset. They were, like, they were already doing that over there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Their slaves and stuff was already a thing there. Like, that's how they did that. And then even ancient Egypt had slaves. Like, all that's... There were slaves was already a concept.
Yeah.
So then if you come over here with that same idea, like, I don't care who's there, we're taking that land. I don't give a fuck who it is. And that's basically what happened. And it's so wild that then they created their own little lands and all this shit. They forced all the Indians west. And then people are sitting here like, man, now that we got this land, I don't want to fuck with England no more, man. I kind of want to do my own shit. And this is like the newer generations, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, "That I'm not for England. I'm from here. Yeah. Like, I want this shit for myself." You're not, like, and then
Gangs of New York will give you all that rundown.
And then they basically were like, "Okay, we got this shit back. Now how are we gonna build it? I don't know. We're gonna need some help." And then that's basically
it's just so that whole thing, man. It's almost how can we grasp religion when we can't even grasp that? Like, how can we grasp a super all-powered being and we can't even grasp the fact that niggas went to they sailed to a whole nother continent and pulled niggas
There's slavery in the Bible.
Yeah, well, which is, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's how ingrained it is into human nature.
God went to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." Or Moses, but it's all, you know, it's identical. It's there. Jonathan will tell you better than me, but you know, he wanted his people. He was the bush. He was the burning bush.
Yeah.
And talked to Moses. He's like, "Hey, Moses, dude, go tell that nigga Ramses or whoever the fuck, better let my people go. Bro, it's going down."
Like that's how, like, human nature was so sick, bro. They used to, like, people would sell their kids. Yeah. So for money, like, if they were in debt, their kids had to pay off their debt.
Yeah.
And then they had to sell the wives to be basically hookers and shit.
Yeah.
Like, "I can't pay. You can take my wife." They didn't even love their wives back then. They were just like, it was just like a thing to keep the family, like, going. Like,
yeah, it's a tool.
It's, that's why, like, when people always say, "That's crazy," like, or like, "I can't believe this really happened."
Yeah.
Humans fucking suck. Okay. Okay. Do you see the shit we do to, like, forests and, like, just natural habitats and everything to create more land for us? And it seems minute to some people, but we are killing entire ecosystems. The rainforest is dying. The fucking rainforest. Do you know that that gives the world, like, most of its oxygen is the fucking rainforest? But
a majestic place.
That is crazy. But we literally, it was said, we are selfish beings. That is how it was stamped in the Bible.
It's so, it's wild. Yeah. That's a wild concept, bro.
It is. That's why I'm just like, if you just sit back and think for 5 minutes, like, all this shit that happened, where we came from, I don't get why people just can't be kind. It fucking boggles my mind.
Yeah.
And then and then like saying like all this wild shit. Like, bro, I like now I don't get how people are racist at all. Like, yeah. Especially now. Like,
but it's deep. It's deeply rooted, man. That's all they know.
That's great. But I'm saying, but what?
That's great.
But it's what? But I'm saying that's great that they think that. But I'm saying, but where what do you mean? Like what do you mean? Like, because I'm saying, like, really, tell me why. Because all they're gonna say is the same old manufactured things. Okay. But why?
But they really, truly believe exactly. Somebody taught them that they are the superior race.
That's that, and then
that's how some Hitler shit.
That's
man.
That's wild. Yeah. So that's that's all I'm saying is like it don't matter, like what I like. You could think all the positive shit. Like these people are just there's people that are just fucking like that. Like and it's that's why when people are like that's crazy. I can't. I'm like, bro, humans suck. I'm not surprised by anything these motherfuckers do. Like when people tell me, like, or if like we hear a story about a cop killing somebody, me and you are going to be like, that's what cops fucking do. Yeah. Like they're, and then some people are like, that's a fucking tragedy. Yeah. Like I'm like, bro, we hear this shit all the time. It's not a surprise. Like
Justin's stupid.
But so it's just crazy. Cause I mean, that's why I just take, that's why I will always just be like, bro, I'm just going to be nice. I just there's no other way for me to be. There's too much hate in the world.
As the great movie Rebound, the line says, it takes more muscles to frown
than it does to smile.
Than it does to smile, baby. That's what we're going to leave y'all with, all right? Be kind and rewind.
That's a great movie.
Great movie. Go watch.
Very slept on.
Most Def.
And Jack Black. What a random combo, but it works.
It works.
But yes. So I wasn't saying just to go back.
No comments. No.
Yeah. I wasn't saying it was nice that people
are racist. Yes.
Yeah, I was saying it's nice that they think that because they think that's a good excuse, but it's not. Because times evolve, people should evolve with it. That's just really just like technology evolves.
I saw yesterday on Uber Facts that who wrote the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson.
There was a bunch of people.
But who was the main nigga?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Who wrote something that was important? Like, it was one guy. It was Jefferson or something.
Okay, Thomas Jefferson then?
Sure. He said that shit should have been updated, like, every 30 years or something. Like, that was what was stated. And it hasn't been updated.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's why I was like, that's why I'm like, this country can't take it so seriously if it does. If it's holding on to shit that was made in 1776, it is 2021.
How many years is that? Hold on. I'm finna do it because I
just do 2021.
Yeah, of course.
Minus 1776. That's 245 years.
Yeah,
we're not even 300 years old, but we haven't changed the document. They didn't even fucking have electricity yet.
Yeah.
They were lighting their shit with candles.
Yeah, that was writing by candle wax, nigga.
And you have no updates. There's nothing to update.
Yeah. Niggas are like, you ever dance with the devil in the pale moon?
That motherfucker, that didn't even mention women in the Constitution. It said he, him. It always had male thing. That's
pronouns.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
America's wild.
Say that. It was a girl. It was one of those. It was the dude that was like, "What you trying to get into?" So he was like a restaurant figure, and the person came in. So okay, I want the cheeseburger meal. He was like, "Okay, ma'am, that's $9.18." And she was like, "Oh, I'm sorry." He played both characters. She was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm identified as they, them." So he looked at her. He's like, "Okay, this is going to be $19.95. And she was like, "What? You just said it was, you said it's two of y'all, right?" And he ended up punching her or whatever. But, but that's his thing. And they said he got canceled for that. And I was like, that's actually pretty funny. But
he got canceled?
That's what
I haven't seen him in a while.
That's why they said, because he got canceled for that video he made, that one. The he, she, I mean, not the they, them thing. And I was like, damn. Because that video was good. That was a good one. It actually was like, that kind of makes sense. You're two people.
I mean, they did try to cancel Dave Chappelle, but it didn't work. Yeah, but.
Well, they're not two people. They just identify. Well, I don't know. Anyways, so yeah, we'll be back next week. And that's it for me.
Yeah, I don't got nothing else either. Just be kind.
Be kind, man.
And be really kind and get be some really kind, and be, buy some pivot socks.
Buy them pivot socks.
I put the promo code in the description. But,
so my stock can pivot.
Yeah. We need the bread.
We need it. We hungry.
All right. That's it for me, though.
All right. I'm good.
Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.